This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Back in 1995, It's All Right was a massive hit all around the globe, and her debut album that came from, Imagination, was released in 1995, sold 85,000 copies worldwide, 30,000 of them in Japan. The artist responsible for that song has been a regular on our radio since the early 90s. We remember songs from the Rockmelons, Ain't No Sunshine, That World, L-O-V-E, It's Not Over, all part of Australian music history. Her name is Denny Hines. She is on the line now. Hello, Denny.
Hello, sweetheart. Listen, I just have to give you a different stat.
Yeah.
You read me a stat that was just slightly under proportion. 3 million records sold worldwide.
Three million records.
Don't you undersell?
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Somebody.
No, don't undersell me. Please don't undersell me.
I thought it was that big, and then I went back and checked. I think your Wikipedia page is wrong.
No, well, you know, the thing about Wikipedia is that anybody can put anything up there.
Yeah.
Like, it's got no control. So, but I know, I can tell you.
I assume that you would know. Yeah, that would be good. Hey,
yeah.
Can I say, like I said, though, you have been a stalwart of our radio waves for, well, pretty much as
you
long as...
You guys have been so supportive, but... I love Joy. Like, I was down there from day... Well, not like when you put the first hole in the ground to build the building. But, you know, I've been there some time.
Absolutely. I mean, there was this little song that came out in the late 90s that called Joy that got ridiculously overplayed.
Love that, yeah.
There's Pull Up to the Bumper, there's Frenzy, Water for Chocolate.
God, I know. I keep hitting you with stuff, don't I?
I know. Christine, I Knew and You did Taking It to the Streets. Amazing track.
Yeah. James Morris and I did Day Out of Jazz album. I've been busy.
You have been busy. And, look, it is amazing to have you back on the station. And for a lot of fantastic reasons. Now, can I... There's a whole bunch of reasons that we need to talk to you. But the main one is, of course, that you do have a new album out. But
yes, I do.
I need to actually let you know something that only happened probably about 2 months ago. Now, back in 2012, there was a little song you put out, a little Donna Summer cover. Had a whole swag of remixes as well. And And look, I was in a club just 2 months ago, and that came on at 5 a.m. And can I say,
the floor
went off.
Oh, wicked. That's Alex Taylor for you, baby. That's Alex Taylor for you.
Absolutely.
You get the booty shaking.
That was Love Is In Control, Finger on the Trigger, of course.
My mum went to high school with Donna Summer, just to get some history up in there.
Right. So, you know, there was another
family
reason.
Family connection.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I did notice was that you got married in 2012, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so was your finger on the trigger? Was it a shotgun? Yeah, is that why that song came out?
No, it wasn't a shotgun. It wasn't. But in fact, you know what? It's funny you should say that, though. When I released that song, I said it was my ode to all my lesbian sisters. You feel me?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, so that's to my girl. That's to my sisters. Personally, I did have my finger on my trigger. Now somebody else has their finger on my trigger. But, you know, like...
Magic. Yeah. I love it. Hey, we do. Look, the reason we've got you on the line is that you, like, and it's taken, like, you've been recording since the early 90s, but we're actually only up to album number 4, which is actually not a huge body of work when you think about it, but I'm assuming that means quality.
Well, look, you know, I'm not saying I'm a prolific artist, but, you know, some people are like, they have artistic diarrhea. They can just pump stuff out weekly, you know? I sort of get a little bit constipated sometimes. And that's okay. Because, you know, because it all takes time. It's got to digest. It's got to go through the correct channels. And then it's got to come out in the song. And you can't push that stuff, you know? You can, but it doesn't usually...
It's not good for you.
It's not good for you, exactly.
That's right.
So come on. Now, what's the next bodily function?
No. All right, so... All right. So now the album is called The Soul Sessions, and the last couple of years, or around a couple of years ago, you were doing a whole bunch of tours around Australia called the Cafe Soul Sessions, which I understand is part of the inspiration for what brought you to the collection of songs that you put on this album. Tell us a little bit how that all came about.
Well, yes, as you said, I did start doing a bunch of shows because the industry's changed so much that, you know, I wasn't looking for to do those big stadium gigs. I've done it, you know, it costs a lot of money to put shows on the road and to take tours around towns. So I thought, well, if I can't make a lot of money doing what I'm doing, I'm going to have fun singing because I love to sing and I'm going to sing the songs that I love. And so my MD and I, Ralph Marshall, decided to get some songs together, and we put them together and did Lazotte's in Sydney and Kingcumber and Newcastle and, you know, little Queensland, little regional stuff, and it was good. But people really loved the live aspect of it. So then as an unsigned artist, I thought, well, how can I do this? I need to make money to make an album. So I put a possible campaign together with my management, and we raised the money through those funds to make an album. And then spoke to my MD and my band, who had actually played on the Cafe Soul Sessions, and said, let's record this, but let's change some of the songs. Let's do some songs that we've always really wanted to do. Let's change some, do some songs that we've never done. Let's put some of my originals in it and record it live like it would be at a gig without the people. And that's what you've got with the Soul Session.
Fantastic. Now, I did do a... now, there's a whole bunch of... you've got, I think, is it three original songs on the album that you wrote yourself or co-wrote?
Yeah.
But and then the other...
Wait on. Two I co-wrote, one I wrote myself.
All right. Yeah. And then the other nine are classic covers and all in that soul funk style that obviously goes with what you were doing in your touring. One of the stories that I just read about today rang really, really true with me, and it's actually for this song.
If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go?
Oh, I love that
There's
song.
No one home but you.
Now, I read about this today,
I love it.
This song, a lot of people won't recognise it, but we're almost of the same generation, and I grew up listening to this song on my mum's...
You know this song.
I know this song, man. Bread in the 70s.
Yeah, you know Bread, man. I'm not talking Bread with Butter. You know Bread, man. How good is that song?
Absolutely. And that whole album, the album that If was on, was an album that my mum played over and over again. And I know.
Welcome back to your childhood, sweetheart. Little walk down memory lane.
And I read that the story was very similar for you with this song. So it was something you listened to as you were growing up.
It wasn't in my house, but I remember 2SM radio station used to play it a lot. That was a station in Sydney. And I loved the song. And then flash forward, like, 28 years later, maybe 30, I'm meeting my husband, we're dating, and he used to play guitar. That's a funny story how we met. He's not a musician. I wouldn't do that to myself again, full-time. He was playing guitar, and I was like, you know, you really like acoustic guitar, check out this song by Bread, If, and he learnt it. And we actually, I don't record with my partners, I've never done it. I did it this one time with my husband, before he was my husband, and we recorded the song, and it was just recorded in our living room, and I sang it, and he played guitar. He loved learning the part. And then when we got married, my husband's Jewish, and I didn't convert, but there's a tradition in the Jewish ceremony where you walk around your husband seven times to signify the 7 days in a week. And the song that I walked around him to was If, but not my version. Thank you very much for asking. Bread's version. I love that song because I can really, really relate. Doing what I do and being who people think I am, I mean, I see myself as myself, but obviously I'm not myself because if I wasn't, you wouldn't be talking to me on the radio. So, yeah, and Mum doing what she does. And then having a husband that just gets me, when all this, you know, goes down south or when stuff is just weird and the people are bizarre and fame is sick, I've just got this person, you know, like, if you know, I would do the things that those lyrics and that song says. I mean, that's just like, that's my song, man. They're going to play that at my funeral too, along with Celebrate Me Home by Kenny Loggins. Oh, you need to check that out. That's bad. And I'm not talking Footloose.
No.
I'm not playing Footloose. I said Celebrate Me Home.
I love that story. Thank you for sharing it. It's pretty amazing, and it is a beautiful, beautiful song. And I'm glad that somebody actually has brought it back into this century. So well done.
Thank you.
Now another one of the songs that you have covered is a Michael Jackson classic.
And, I love Michael.
And actually in the song at the start of it, you actually say, "Hey Michael, sorry you can't be here, but I thought I'd do this for you anyway." You covered PYT, Pretty Young Thing. Why in particular that one?
I love Thriller the album, but it was a single, but it wasn't like it was played in clubs, but it wasn't the mainstream song that hit the general public. And I loved it. And, I love Michael. I'll tell you another little story. When I was a kid, there's two stories. You know when Michael, were you old enough when Michael burnt his hair with the Pepsi commercial and he had that little mishap?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mum and I made my mum call the hospital to make sure he was okay, right? and then when he was dating or pretending to date Brooke Shields, do you remember that period?
Yes.
Oh, like my bedroom was a shrine to Michael Jackson. Right? I had a cardboard cutout and the wallpaper was MJ, right? And Mum told me that she woke up on April Fool's Day. She came to my bedroom and she told me, "Denny, have you heard?" And I said, "What, Ma?" She said, "Michael and Brooke are engaged." Well, I was devastated. I tore every photo off. I scribbled her face out of any picture that was on the wall. So I just had to sort of make my amends with Michael and go, "Listen, man, I loved you. I loved you sick." And I just had to sing one of your songs.
Well, I have to say, this is pretty damn good. We can make it right, hit the city lights. Denny Hines, a little snippet of PYT, pretty Young Thing from the brand new album, The Soul Sessions. Amazing. Well done, man, once again.
Thank you. Hey, I love to sing.
Now, before we let you go, one of the reasons we can't get you live in the studio is because you're too goddamn busy to get down to Melbourne. But you're flying out all over the world for some pretty big stuff in the next few weeks.
Oh, no, I'm going away for a holiday, which hopefully will, it's like I planted a seed for the album. I just spoke to America, actually, at 1 o'clock, which was pretty amazing because I'd never spoken to the States before, and I just spoke to a station online in Houston, Texas, and they love the album. So hopefully I've planted the seed. Now I've watered it. I'm going to let it go, walk away, and see if I've got a little shoot coming back when I get home in 6 weeks.
Fantastic. All right, so it's almost all holiday, but I'm sure you'll do a bit of promo, hey?
I'm going to try and do some, meetings, but it's going to be good.
Now, did I hear right that What About Love, the first single from the album, is actually already charting or getting really good reaction in Japan?
Yes, you heard correctly.
Now that's...
I had a lot of success in Japan 20 years ago. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah. And they remember.
Cool. They're a very loyal audience.
Not only that, my friend, the general public in Australia knows that I had success there, but what they might not be aware of is that I actually wrote a song for a Japanese TV show. And it's been playing for 20 years.
Yeah.
So basically, I am like the cool Barry Crocker of
like a Neighbours theme. You did a soapy theme and it's still playing.
I did a TV, and it's still playing.
Oh my God! Yeah. Righto. Well, whatever works.
So that's how I've broken into the domestic market for real.
Cool. Well, let's hope that it rolls on and it continues. Now we've been playing "What About Love" here on Joy for a few weeks now, and I have to say,
do you like it?
I love it. I really, really love it.
Are you going to ask me what it's about?
Sure, go for it. What's it about, Denny?
Okay. What do you think it's about? What do you think it's about, firstly?
Cam,
have you listened to the lyrics?
Cam, you've been listening to the song. Come on.
I was going to say, I'm hoping it's about love of some sort, but...
Okay, now you need to listen to the lyrics, because... Thank you very much, but it's about a relationship. It is about love. But it's kind of like this, if you listen to it when you play it with Alex's version. It's when you know when you meet somebody and you've just met them and it's the first week of it and like an hour without seeing them seems like 5 months and you just can't wait to touch them and smell them and feel them and kiss them and all that kind of stuff, you know that?
Yeah.
And then when they kind of get on your last nerve, when they're just doing stuff like, you know, leaving their clothes on the floor or leaving a wet towel on the floor and not picking it up.
Yep.
And then after like months of saying that to them, now they're leaving their dirty plates on there and their pubic hair's on the floor and they're not picking it up. It's like, listen, you need to go. You need to go.
Oh, and they're saying
so
to you.
So it's like that.
Oh, it's,
so it's like,
but what about
love? What about us? And then it's like, forget about us. Forget about love. I don't want to be loved by you.
Right.
It's about the
listen
end.
To what I'm saying. It's deep, man.
Okay. I am going to listen again now. I'm going to pay far more attention. All right, I promise. Denny Hines, the other thing that's significant about today is that What About Love, the EP, has been released today. A whole swag of remixes on the EP available now from your friendly download store. One of the remixes, very local, Sydney-based DJ and producer, out and proud, part of the community, Mr. Alex Taylor's done some duties for you on that. And
Alex is a good friend of mine, yes.
Yes, so I thought...
Yes, we did Finger on the Trigger together.
Absolutely.
So you're going to play his version now.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, What About Love? We have been playing it for a few weeks, but, you know, there's nothing Joy likes better than a good remix. So we're going to...
And I think it's probably an exclusive too because it only dropped a few hours ago, right?
Yep, only dropped onto iTunes and the other download stores today. And it's just gone into our system today and we're going to play it for you now. Denny Hines, I wish you all the best of luck with this album. I think it's a brilliant piece of work. Well done.
Thank you very much. I love to sing, and I'm glad that you love to listen.
The next time I am anywhere where you are playing live, I plan to be in the same room. That's a promise.
Listen, I have to take this baby on the road next year for real.
All right. Well, we hope to see you in Melbourne or elsewhere around the country. We hope. You're too
maybe
busy.
Maybe Aubrey, but I'm close.
Maybe you'd be too busy because you'll be touring Japan and playing stadiums for the Japanese.
I'm never too busy to sing. Listen, don't say no to that either. I'll do that as well, but, you know, I can do many things.
Denny Hines, you have been a wonder today. Thank you. Thank you for the music.
Thank you for talking to me, guys, and enjoy your day. Don't eat too much over Christmas, yeah?
Well, we'll try. You know, dance parties
on the road.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Denny Hines, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.